And welcome back. It's Tuesday. It's the early bird hour of the morning wake-up ritual here with you, filling in for Dave Ackerley this morning here on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Great to have you with us with just 3 days remaining here in the year 2015. Well, for next month, we have some mass deportations of illegal immigrants scheduled. And to talk more about that, we're joined by Jeff Birnbaum, Fox News political analyst and Washington Times columnist. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, tell us about what we're looking ahead to here come January, some illegal immigrants being sent out.
Well, that's right. Excuse me. The Washington Post has, reported that the Obama administration, which is behind its usual pace for deportations of illegal immigrants, in January will make up for that by raiding around the country to find illegal immigrants in this country who are subject to deportation because of a judge's order. We're told that most of these people are here from Central America and that the raids will begin in January. We don't know exactly how long they will last, but the goal is about 100,000 deportations, which would bring basically deportations back to their usual rate. 2015 was the lowest number of deportations in 10 years, about 223,000. A more normal rate was the year before, which is over 400,000.
All right. And how long have these families been in the country? Is it a wide range? Are we talking decades? How long are we talking there?
Well, that we're not exactly sure. What we do know is that that these are being chosen because judges have chosen them. They're subject to court order, so it's likely that they have not been here for decades, but were caught recently in the immigration system.
And you mentioned you said last year was the lowest number of deportations we had in a decade. Is that right?
That's correct. And there's a reason for that. The Obama administration, reflecting the views of most Democrats, has been reluctant to stage mass deportations. Is much more eager, in a policy sense, to want those who are here illegally to get on a path to being allowed to stay here more permanently. And so the Washington Post story about the mass deportations created a lot of controversy among Democrats, especially those running for president, criticizing the Obama administration for the crackdown. But it's one of those issues that really divide the parties these days. So Republicans... reactions were virtually the opposite, that these are deportations that should have been done a long time ago, they said. And Donald Trump even took credit for the change in Obama administration policy to begin these deportations anew.
Why is the administration so reluctant in deporting them, from your perspective?
Well, as I say, it is a philosophical difference. And one of the things that divides Republicans from Democrats, Democrats are much more eager to find a way for people who have settled in the U.S., even without the proper paperwork, they should be given a path to permanent residency or citizenship. Republicans emphasize, they may not disagree entirely, but their emphasis is on cracking down on those who are here illegally and even deporting them in greater numbers as judges dictate. They're much more in favor of a strict interpretation of the immigration laws.
So do you see the deportation process after Obama leaves office, and regardless of who's in office after him, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, do you see the process becoming more strict and improving?
Well, I think that's an enforcement issue that proves that elections matter. If a Republican wins the White House, then deportations will go up. If a Democrat does, they're likely to go down. The same thing for the future immigration policy coming out of Congress. It will really depend on whether Republicans remain in the majority or whether Democrats take control of, let's say, the Senate after the 2016 election.
Jeff Birnbaum from Fox News, a Fox News political analyst, Washington Times columnist, joining us to talk about these pending mass deportations of illegal immigrants. They could come as early as next month, as January. So we'll continue to follow up on that story. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for having us in your home bright and early here on this Tuesday. Hope you all survived the weather that we had here on Monday. We'll have more on that coming up throughout the morning. We'll have weather updates throughout the day with WILS's Mike Ellis. You're listening to The Morning Wake Up. Rich Earle here with you, filling in for Dave Ackerley on More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.